I'm now joined by Matt Tuttle, CEO and CIO of Tuttle Capital Management, who currently offers 7 ETFs, including the recently launched Tuttle Capital Short Innovation ETF, ticker symbol SARK, SARK, which seeks to provide inverse exposure to the return of the ARK Innovation ETF, ticker ARKK. That's what we'll be focusing on this week. I should note Tuttle also sub-advises on 3 asset allocation ETFs. And Matt is now on the line with me from Greenwich, Connecticut. Matt, happy holidays. Thanks for joining me.
Same to you, and thank you for having me.
You know, it's been such an amazing year in ETFs. We've had a record number of launches. So many interesting new products have come to market. I think without question, SARK falls into that category. I know this ETF turned a lot of heads when you first filed for it earlier in the year. It certainly garnered a lot of attention since the launch back on November 9th. This pretty quickly jumped over 100 million in assets. I think right now you're somewhere around 85, 90 mil just with performance. But let's start with the backstory on this. You have a number of unique products out there, SPAC ETFs, a FOMO ETF, a fat tail risk ETF. What made you decide to launch a short ARK Innovation ETF?
Yeah, so there were a bunch of reasons. I mean, the obvious one is the demand. You know, there's about 2.7 billion that is short ARK directly, and that doesn't include the put exposure and Wall Street kind of structured products. But really more, really, the main reason is a couple of things. So first, you look at the market environment. You know, we've had a period of lower rates, lower inflation for years. That's changing. And the one thing we know, when interest rates are going up, when inflation is going up, you know, high multiple, unprofitable, you know, companies don't do well in that type of environment, which is what makes up ARK. So we thought from a pure macro perspective, where the market is, we thought it made a lot of sense. The other reason is it's just a better hedge. So you've got inverse ETFs on the S&P, you've got them on the NASDAQ, and historically we've used ETFs like that to hedge portfolios. But what are you doing when you're buying inverse SPY or inverse Qs? You're basically shorting FANG stocks. And I've never met anyone who got rich shorting FANG stocks. So we've always been frustrated that it's just not a great hedge. And, you know, you look at, I mean, if this product had been around at the beginning of the year and you had used it to hedge a portfolio, I mean, it would be a home run. So it's something that to us is just a way more effective hedge than buying something like, you know, the SQs, you know, the 3X NASDAQ short, which I know a lot of people like to use. So those are really the two biggest reasons.
No, and you know, Matt, in terms of the rationale for launching this, I agree. I think those are good reasons for this product coming to market. But if you don't mind, I would like to have you directly address some of the criticism I've seen from actually some other people in the industry. I think some people felt like you were somehow doing something wrong by launching a product that bet against another ETF manager. Now, I'll tell you from my perspective, I didn't have any issue with this. I didn't see you taking personal shots at Cathie Wood and ARK. But do you mind just commenting on some of that criticism? I was a little surprised by it, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't. We kind of had a sense that there'd be some love-hate out there. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a huge Cathie Wood and ARK fan. I mean, what they've done, you know, putting themselves out there, disclosing more than they're required to disclose, you know, educationally, and what they've done for active ETFs, I think is huge. But, you know, when we were looking for the best way to kind of express this, I mean, they've got the product that's out there already. But yeah, we did have a lot of people like in the industry saying, hey, there's something wrong with that. And yeah, I mean, I get that from the standpoint of no one's ever done this before, you know, launch an ETF based on another ETF. Certainly, they have a lot of rabid fans. So I've heard a lot of things on Twitter, most that I can't repeat. But then, you know, also the performance has been pretty good since this has come out. So I've also heard you know, a lot on the other side. I mean, a lot of thank yous, a lot, you know, when unprofitable tech was just really getting crushed a couple of weeks ago. I mean, a lot of, you know, hey, Stark's the only thing in my portfolio that's saving my butt here. So, well, it's been both sides.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that. The reason I didn't have a problem with this, I mentioned, obviously, it's not like you were out there taking personal shots at Cathie Wood and Ark. I think a lot of people know I'm a huge fan of what Cathie Wood and Ark have done. You can look at their performance track record. I think particularly on the marketing side, it's phenomenal what the marketing engine they've built. I don't think anybody else is doing a better job. But what I think is interesting here with your product is that it really shows the flexibility and the innovation around the ETF wrapper. I mean, you look at this, the ETF wrapper has made it possible to easily bet against other managers, right? Some people may not like that, but look, investing's a brutal sport. Everyone's looking for an edge, and investors taking a short position against anything out there, those investors are taking a risk. And I'll also say that if there are people shorting ARKK because they personally don't like Cathie Wood or whatever, that doesn't sound like a good investment thesis to me, right? I'd be very careful with that one. You should have a much more robust investment thesis. And, you know, you're offering a vehicle through Sark to, you know, to take advantage of that if you have what you believe is a solid investment thesis. So I'll leave it at that. Let's move on here. Explain for us how this ETF is getting its exposure. So this is 1x daily inverse exposure to ARKK. How exactly are you doing it?
Yeah, so we have swap agreements that give us direct 1x inverse exposure on ARKK. So it's, yeah, for all intents and purposes, it looks like we're short ARKK, but we're doing it through swap agreements directly on the fund. And we just rebalance those on a daily basis to get back to our, you know, kind of one-for-one exposure. And so it really is as simple as that.
And in terms of the cost, so I know this ETF has a 75 basis point fee, but on that swap exposure, I'm assuming you're paying something similar to what the normal borrow would be to short ARKK, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we can't avoid the borrow. So there certainly are costs embedded in the swap that change, you know, on a constant basis based on the underlying borrow rate in ARKK. So from a, you know, apples to apples standpoint, you know, depending on kind of what platform someone is, I can't really say, you know, hey, this is going to be a cheaper way to get exposure than going short directly. What I can say is, though, I mean, some types of accounts can't short, some investors, for whatever reason, can't short, and some people who can short aren't comfortable shorting. So we kind of just said, well, yeah, we're going to put it in what we think is an easier-to-use package for you then.
Okay, so you were alluding to this a bit earlier. Explain some of the ways you see this ETF being used from an investment thesis standpoint.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that we've thought of and then a lot of things we're seeing and people are telling us. So, you know, I like it as a hedge. And it could be kind of a tactical short-term hedge. You know, look, hey, these types of stocks are going down, or I've got some growthier stuff in my portfolio, I want to offset it. But it's a hedge that you could hold on to for a longer period of time than something, you know, inverse the S&P or the NASDAQ. I've seen people saying, you know, hey, we've got a long position in the Qs and then we're buying Sark, or a long position in like XLK and we're buying Sark. So all sorts of different uses. And we are seeing people who are saying, you know, hey, this is going to be a somewhat permanent part of our portfolio and it's just going to be a constant hedge, yeah, against these types of companies. So we're seeing people use it a lot of different. We're seeing people day trade it. You know, they'll buy it in the morning and sell it in the afternoon. So, you know, we really do look at this as kind of like a Swiss Army knife, depending on what type of portfolio you're running. There's a lot of different ways you could use it.
In terms of how closely this will mirror the inverse performance of ARKK, can you talk a little bit about that? We mentioned the cost. This is daily inverse exposure. What should investors know about the performance ride they're going to get from this?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be on a daily basis, it's going to be real close. And we've seen that. We're pretty much right on. you know, there can be a little bit of slippage here and there, again, with the cost and, you know, and with the daily rebalancing. But, you know, again, it's going to be real, real, real close, you know, within a few basis points here and there.
I have to ask you, given the initial success of SARC, again, this pretty quickly jumped over $100 million in assets. I know you're not going to give us your entire playbook here, but is it possible we could see you roll out additional products that short ARK ETFs or even other ETF managers that are out there?
We've got some things that were real close to filing that are going to be somewhat along similar lines. So, yes, we are doing some other stuff. We're a big believer in, you know, true active management and providing investors all sorts of different tools. So, you know, we're always looking, you know, what is there demand out there? I mean, I get a lot of people on Twitter saying, hey, create this. And I tell them, you know, hey, if you give me a good idea and it's a doable idea, we'll consider it. And so we do have four things kind of queued up that hopefully within the next couple of weeks we're going to file, and then we've got some ideas beyond that.
There are few better ETF idea incubators out there than Twitter. I'm amazed at the strategies that I see brought up there. If you're an ETF manager not on Twitter and following that, you're missing out on some great ideas. What about leverage exposure to ARK products or inverse leverage exposure? I'm not sure. Did you see these products that launched over in Europe? I think they were from leverage sharers. 3x leverage and inverse exposure to several ARK ETFs. Is something like that a possibility?
Something like that is also a possibility. 3x, my understanding is you can't really do that here anymore, but 2x might be a possibility. Yeah, I mean, those are things we're kicking around.
Well, we will certainly keep our eye on everything coming out of Tuttle Capital moving forward. Matt, I will say you're also definitely on the list of most interesting new ETFs in 2021 with SARK. But best of luck to you. Appreciate the candor today. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, thank you for having me.
That was Matt Tuttle, CEO and CIO of Tuttle Capital Management.